Weeks, we have been talking about identity. Like I said in the first service, we've been going for 3 weeks. It's the fourth week now. We've been talking about identity and how it's so key for us to know who we are in God. Most people are so caught up about where I'm going to be, how I'm going to end up, what's my destiny. But what I want to tell you today is you need to know your identity before your destiny. How many of you guys know the story about the ugly duckling? In the story, we know that that bird is not a duck. It's actually a swan. But ever since it's been born, it walks around and it's trying to be a duck and it's trying to quack like a duck, trying to walk like a duck, swim like a duck, but it's not a duck. So its whole life, it spends its whole life trying to be this duck, trying to be whatever it is that ducks do, until one day it sees swans flying up. And there comes a point in that duckling's life or that swan's life where it realizes, I'm a swan. And as soon as it catches on to its identity, as soon as it realizes who it is, all of a sudden, it decides to fly. And you know what? That's like us, guys. We live our lives as ducklings. We think we know what we're doing here. We think we know who we are. We think we know why on earth we're here. But you know what? Here's a little secret. You have no idea why you're here. Because this is what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. It says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Let's read that together. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. That means that God has something prepared for you that is huge. No eye has seen it, no ear has heard it, no mind has even thought about it. It's huge. In fact, here's what the Bible says in another scripture. Clickety-click, Bible trick. It says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. God can do so much more than what you can ask or imagine. That means that your biggest dream, your wildest dream, even if you think about it right now, you know, you want to be whatever or you want to do this one day. The Bible says that immeasurably more, God is able to do that. So it means that your dreams are too small. Now, that's amazing to consider, because if God says that my dreams are too small, it means that I need to get to know who God is, what my identity is in God, so that I can start having some God-sized dreams. And that's why there's no such thing as a teenager whose life doesn't mean anything. Because if you're in God, guess what? God has huge, humongous plans for you. Everybody say immeasurably more. Immeasurably more. Let's rewind. We've learned in this series that we are new. We've learned that we've been bought by the blood of Jesus. We've learned that we've been paid for. We've learned that the old is gone, the new has come, and we're walking in a whole new, different mindset. Mark taught us that we are new and we walk in a kingdom. We see things differently. We speak things differently. The way that we live life is different. The Bible says, put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Andrew taught us the following week that we're warriors. That we fight the fights that God wants us to fight. At schools, during the mall, at the mall, at the church. We no longer just watch things happen and think, ooh, well, wow, that's too bad. Or, ooh, wow, that's so sad. Or, ooh, wow, what can I do? But we learned that God has given us weapons and we need to fight. We are warriors. We stand with each other. We war for the weak. We operate with courage. We reload our weapons. We learned what our spiritual weapons were in Christ. And we defeat the sin. We love the sinner, we love the people, but we go after sin and we defeat it. Last week we learned that we're priests. Mark taught us that we're all called to worship God. We're all called to serve each other. We're all called to pray for one another. How many of you were here last week for that? And you guys signed up to do stuff and you saw in the welcomes and everybody did the different things and it was great because we're serving one another and the Bible calls us priests. But today I want to talk about the last and final thing. I am friend. Here's the question. What makes a good friend? You guys can just shout out and let me hear. What makes a good friend? Anybody? Trust. It's cool. Trust. Loyalty. Honesty. Self-disclosure. Honesty. Let's go. Respect. Compassion. Be yourself. Love. Personality is good. Two more. Fun. And truthfulness. You guys are excellent. You guys have called out a lot of things, but check this out. The Bible says, greater love has no one than this, than he laid down his life for his friends. And then everything, I mean, I know when you think about your friends, you never think about dying or laying down your life. But it's something that's important because you heard in the Bad Boys clip at the end, he says, we ride together, we die together, bad boys for life. And what this scripture is telling us is that there's a deeper level of friendship that God wants us to engage in. I'm going to come down here. There's a greater level of friendship that God wants you guys to enter into. A friendship that says, you know what, no matter what happens, I'm sticking with my friend. A friendship that says, I don't care who you are, how big you are, what you've got, you're not going to touch my friend. In fact, if you're going to touch him, you're going to touch me first. That's what this scripture is trying to tell us, is that there's a deeper level of friendship that God wants to introduce us to. And that's going to be my challenge to all of you guys this morning, to enter into a whole new level of friendship. You can give us a click there. Because God has made us relational beings, amen? Guys, we need people around. It's just a fact. We want to hang around people. We're drawn to personalities. We're drawn to people. We want to be there with people because it's just in us. You know, check this out. In the beginning, in Genesis, the Bible says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. So he's making light and darkness, and he says it was good. Fast forward a couple of verses. You see that God made the stars. And he said, let there be light in the expanse. Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light unto the earth. Guess what the Bible says in Genesis 1 verse 18? It says, and God saw that it was good. Fast forward, and it says, and God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth. When you read further, you in Genesis 1 verse 21, you see that the Bible says, and God saw that it was good. Then God makes wild animals, he makes creatures, and he says, God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds, and God saw that it was good. Then it came time to make man. Now God was creating and commenting, saying everything. Made light, it's good. This, it's good. Made the stars, and he said it was good. Then God made man. Guess what the Bible says in Genesis 2, verse 18? Just click spacebar there, and do not. It says, the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. So he's made like stars, and he said it was great. He made lions, he said it was good. But the moment that he makes a man, the Lord said, it is not good for man to be alone. I mean, Adam had everything. He was the only guy on earth, so he had food, he had shelter, he had like a one-on-one personal relationship with God. He had a job, the first job ever created. He was a gardener, so gardening is quite cool. He had everything that he needed, but yet God still says to him, hold on, dude, it's not good for you to be alone. So God has got us in our DNA to need people, to want people, to need to be around people. And that's what it means for us to be friends. I want to say one more thing before we click to the next slide. If you want a rich life, you've got to have people around you. Your life can't be driven by money. Clickety click, barber trick. Like that guy there. You know, we like to chase things and we want to achieve all this stuff and we want to do all these big things, and eventually we're going to have money in the bank, then the bank's going to be too small, we're going to be too suspicious, we're going to hide money in our pillowcases, eventually we're going to hide money in ourselves. But the truth is that we can't be driven by money. We've got to be driven by relationships. We've got to have good friends around us, but the message for today is you've got to be a good friend. And that's my challenge for you today. First thing, what does a good friend do? Good friends need to know each other. Good friends need to be transparent. So think of your friends. Do your friends actually know you? Because the truth is we're very good at showing our good side. We're very good at, you know, washing up, getting on our clothes, and presenting, you know, that good side of us. But how many of our friends actually know the bad side? How many of our friends know that, you know what, we're actually very impatient? How many of our friends know that we actually get very angry at certain things, that we hate certain things? How many of your friends know that you struggle with certain things, that you're scared of certain things, that you'll never, ever, ever do certain things? And you know what? That's what God is calling us to. We need to know each other as friends. We need to be transparent. We need to share our feelings. We need to share our hurts. And we need to let people in. We need to open up. Next slide. Because when we open up, guess what? I'm able to know you, you're able to know me. And the Bible says this, and the scripture says in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 10, if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. If a friend doesn't know you, then there's no way that they can help you. How many guys know the song, Lean on Me? When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. You know that? There's a verse in that song that says, please swallow your pride. You can go back, Andrew. There's a verse that says, please swallow your pride if I have things you need to borrow. For no one can fill those of your needs that you won't let show. Nobody can help you if you don't open up. Nobody can help you if you don't let them know that there's stuff going on in your life. But you know what? Friendship is not only about like the heavy stuff and what you're struggling with. I want to encourage you guys to dream with your friends. Tell your friends what you want to do. Tell your friends that you have a dream to be. I don't know how far you want to take the crumping thing, but I saw you want to start a fam, and that's great. But tell your friends, dudes, I want to be like in a crew, and I want to win this, and I want to enter this. Share with your friends what you want to do. Because when you dream young together, it's amazing what happens. If you can click to the next slide. These guys dreamt together. You know, they five girls who decided, hey, we want to do stuff. Maybe you need a little help. Next slide. Those two, more specifically. Maybe you're still kind of hazy. Next slide. These guys. They were young girls. They didn't have anything but, you know, doing homework. But they had a dream, and they said to each other, listen, we want to sing. Let's start a group. Next slide. And you see that these guys are probably the biggest girl band ever, I dare say. Destiny's Child. And why? Because they decided to open up and know each other and dream together. What about these two guys? One was a rapper, one was a DJ. And they decided, hey, you know what? We want to do this thing. Next slide. They say to each other they want to rap, they want to make music, they want to see what happens. And guess what happened? In 1988, these two guys won a Grammy Award. In 1988, they were in 1988, the rap category in the Grammy Awards was there for the first time. And the first rap category award in 1988 was won by these two friends who decided, we want to do something. We don't know what's going to happen, but let's try it out and let's do it. Dream together with your friend. What's your dream? What's your dream that you've shared with your friend that your friends know? Next slide. These two guys on the right. I don't know if you guys know Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. If you've seen any of the movies, the one guy is in Born Identity and he does stuff. But these two guys are childhood friends. Both of them actors. And one day they were like, hey, probably they were like, I want to act. Hey, you want to act. Let's try and do this thing together. There came a point in their lives where they had no work. They were out of work actors. They were struggling. They couldn't do anything. So they decided to write a script together. They decided to write a movie and put characters in the movie so that they could, you know, act those characters. Two friends who decided, listen, dude, we've got nothing. Let's just write a script out, see what happens. Two friends who decided they wanted to do something and it led up to something else. Because you know what? Friends build each other up. Friends build each other up. They encourage one another. They inspire one another. They know each other. They know when someone is down to how to encourage them. Even if you're playing foosball, you'll have a friend who's like, yeah, I'm pretty, come on, go. Friends always do that. They build each other up. This is what the Bible says if you click to the next slide. It says, you use steel to sharpen steel, and one friend sharpens another. And that's what it's about. It's not only about knowing each other, but it's when you know each other, there comes a point where you start to sharpen each other. You know what that's like? When you see your friend doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and then you get in their face about it, and then it's like, you guys aren't getting along. You know? But that's what friendship is about. It's about getting in each other's faces. I have a friend, Sivire, you might know him. I mean, he knows me, he knows my inside, he knows my bad stuff, he knows my good stuff. But there's times when I do stuff and he gets into my face, and he's like, dude, maybe you shouldn't have done that. And it's this whole thing of, yeah, but it's fine. And then we get into a whole thing, but it's good because what he's doing is, because he knows me, he's trying to sharpen me to be a better version of myself. And that's what friends do. They build each other up. They sharpen each other so that we can become more and more like Jesus and better versions of ourselves. You guys need to be a friend like that. There's some of you here, if you can click to the next slide, who have friends that always make fun of you. You know, in the group, you're the guy that people always laugh at. Or in the group, you're the guy that always makes fun of somebody else. And you know what, guys? I don't know what those guys are to you, but I'll tell you today that those guys aren't your friends. Because this is what the Bible says. If you click next slide. In Proverbs 17, verse 17, it says that a friend loves at all times. And if you have a friend, or if you are a guy or a friend who's always making fun of someone and people laugh, you know, that person isn't your friend. This is what the Bible says in Ephesians, I think it's 4:34. It says, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only that which is good for those who are listening, so that it will benefit the listeners. In other words, if you have nothing nice to say, shut your lips. It's not me, it's the Bible, my bad. But you know what, guys? That's what friendships are about. Friendships build you. There's no such thing as a friend who breaks you down. There's no such thing as a friend who, when you say something, they make fun of you, and all of a sudden, you're the clown of the group. Like I said, I don't know what you're going to call that guy, but that guy is not your friend. Because a friend will build you up more and more and more. Friends also do life together. There was someone who shouted out fun when I was asking what makes a good friend, and it's about fun. If you don't have fun together, then, you know, you guys will just be these super serious guys who nobody wants to hang out with. But you guys need to do stuff together. Outside of watching movies and like doing all the normal stuff, you guys need to do life together. If you click to the next slide, girls, get together. I don't know what you girls like to do in your spare time or when you get together. I've been married for about 1 year and 2 months now. I still don't know what women want and what girls want. But one thing I know is that you guys like to talk. So get together, you know, do a sleepover thing and talk the whole night through. Even though I don't understand what that is. But just do it. Do life together, you know. If you guys want to, go ask your parents. Go out to a party. Yes, I said party in church. But go out. Ask your parents, can I go to a party? They'll drop you off. They pick you up. I say this in the last service. God is not going to hate you just because you do the booty hop. Relax. Have fun with each other, you know. And even if you do mess up, even if you do go crazy and lose yourself, you'll have your friends there who are going to grab you, pull you to the side and say, hey, don't do that. You're more than that. You're a princess of God. You're not supposed to be doing that and that and that and that. And that's what friendships are about. So it's not about just, you know, being all serious, but it's also about having fun and watching each other's backs. For guys, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a PlayStation fan. You know, if you've got a PlayStation at home, invite guys over. Ask your parents, have a stay awake, stay up all night and play PlayStation all day. Everybody brings their games and we just have fun together. If you have an Xbox, if you have anything, do it. Just do it. Just do life together. Also, go outside. Do stuff. Start a jogging group or crew or whatever it is. You know? You guys can go to gym. You guys can play soccer. Start a soccer team. Go out and do stuff. But the point is, go out and do stuff. How many of you guys like paintballing or ever been paintballing? You know? Save up your pocket money. Go do something that you've never done before. Go paintball. This is like with guns and like paint flying at like 100 kilometers per hour where you shoot each other. It's fun. It's what guys do. And why not? The point is, guys, we need to do life together. It's not all about church. It's not all about school. It's not all about the mall. But life and life in abundance is all of those things put into one. So you guys need to go out there and stop meeting each other just on Sundays to do stuff. Are you guys with me? And this is what I'm saying, if Akin can just come up. This is the bottom line of what I'm saying. God is calling us to be friends. God is calling us to be good friends. And we've learned today that good friends are always watching out for their friends. You guys can think about the friendships in your life now and you start to think, okay, so what am I like? How do I act? What am I like with this guy? Why do I do that? Why am I like with this guy? But one thing I want to tell you guys is that you need to know, and unmute the keyboard. is that you need to know that you need to build each other up. That friends build each other up. That if you're going to call yourself a friend, think about your friendships and decide today that you're going to stop breaking your friends down. Because your words are powerful. You know, when you make fun of someone, you don't know how deep those things go in their heart. You don't know what dreams you're breaking. You don't know what personalities you're shaping. The Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue. I want to encourage you guys, use that power to build your friends up. Tell them they can do it instead of the fact that they can't do it. Tell them that they will be instead of the fact that they won't be. Tell them to go for it. Build them up. Good friends know each other. I want to challenge you guys to take your relationships, your friendships to the next level. The next level. Ask your friends, hey, how are things at home? How are things with your sister? How are things with your brother? How are things at school? How are things with that teacher that you said you didn't like? Get to know each other. Hey, I didn't hear about your New Year's resolutions. Do you have any? What do you dream? What do you want to do? Hey, you're good at this. How far do you want to take that? Learn about each other's dreams so that you can encourage one another and do life together. Guys, enough of this, like, we only see each other when we're here. Or even your friends at school, we only see each other when we're at school. Pick up a phone, call somebody over. Build a relationship, build a friendship, because I promise you one of the most powerful things you're going to have when you're 95 is you're going to be able to say, I walked with this guy, or I walked with this girl. And they knew me from back then when I was at Ignite Youth, and I'm 95 now, and even though I'm peeing on my pants and I can't control my bladder, doesn't matter. Oh, it's going to happen. But the point is, you're going to have a lifelong friendship. And I promise you, that's one of the most powerful things that you can ever have. And you guys are good friends. You might not act like it sometimes, but I'm here to tell you that you are good friends. Because God is in you. Because the Spirit of Christ is in you. Because the Spirit of love is in you. And it might be unnatural and uncomfortable for some of us, for some of you. But I promise you, if you ask God to help you how to be a good friend, He'll do it. He's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the God that knows us inside out. He'll teach you how to love other people. The Bible says that by this shall all men know that we are His disciples, if we love one another. Your friends will look at you at school and think that you're just friends. You guys just have fun and you do stuff. But there's going to come a point where they realize there's something deeper between these two guys. And they're going to want that. Because they're going to see God in it. So my challenge to you guys today, if you can click to the next slide, is to take it to the next level. Even if it's with one friend that you have in your head, take it to the next level. And I want to take 5 minutes just as you think, and I'm going to ask you guys to step up and just say, I am friend, so I will stop. And whatever that is for you, because there's power in confessing something. There's power in confessing something with your lips. To think to yourself, I am friend, so I will stop whatever that is, and I will start whatever that is. I mean, I know for me, one of the things is my dreams. I usually keep them to myself. And I'm very precious and careful about the thoughts that I have and the stuff that I want to do. So I'm not really too quick to say, hey, I was thinking that I want to be or whatever. So one of the things for me is, I am friend, so I will stop keeping my dreams to myself and I will start talking to my friends about them. Simple as that. And you might think it's something simple, but I guarantee you when you take that step, you'll watch your friends, your friendships just get richer and richer and richer and richer and richer and richer. So if you guys can just, I'm going to leave the mic up here, and you guys can just come up. And it's not even about, I mean, I said that not because I wanted to tell you guys, but I'm telling myself. So when you come up, don't worry about us. Just confess it out before God and before yourself and just say, I am friend. So I will stop, blah, 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 and I will start, blah, 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 blah. anybody.
I am framed, so I'll stop being closed and start being open with my friends.
Stop making fun of my friends, and I will start encouraging them to be successful in life.
It's powerful.
I'm a friend, so I'll stop disappointing everyone and start making them proud in what I'm doing and doing it for them and for them, whoever I care for.
Friend, so I'll stop turning a blind eye and I'll start holding my friends accountable.
Come on. Anybody else?
I am friends, so I'll stop betraying my friends and start doing right by them.
Your friendship, think about how they are now. And I want to encourage you guys make the difference. Don't wait for your friends to make the change. You guys need to decide that you're going to be good friends. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you that you give us the strength to do things that we can't do in our own strength. Thank you, Lord God, that even with matters of the heart, you give us strength to be more than what we are. Thank you, Lord God, for everybody who's testified and committed to making a change. And I just pray, Lord God, even for those who didn't get up, that you give them the grace to be able to be good friends, to be able to show your love, to be able to show your personality, Lord God, in their friendships. Father, for some of us it may be uncomfortable. It may be something we're not used to, opening up and sharing stuff and doing stuff. But I pray that you give us the strength to be able to just be good friends. We thank you that you're giving us the strength. We thank you that even right now, you're putting pictures of people in our heads and our hearts. And Father, whether it's an SMS that we send later, whether it's a phone call that we make, whether it's an appointment that we make with our friends, or something that we give, may you just show us what action we need to take for us to take the step in being good friends. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you're always for us. We thank you that our identity is in you. We thank you that we are new. We thank you that we are warriors. We thank you that we are priests. We thank you that we are friends. We thank you that we are all of that. And you make us that, Lord God, because you love us so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.